Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Well, back at it. Rate, review, and subscribe. Share with your friends. Wake up grandma. Tell her that we have a podcast some people don't know.
Wake up grandma. I bet grandma's up. I bet she was up because of the storms that happened last night. And they're saying that today that isn't going to necessarily alleviate the problems we're going to have today.
I know. And that makes me feel really, I know we had the storms around 5, but you say there were ones earlier. Oh. Nothing. I did not even hear any of them. So that makes me feel much better about the safety of my family. We had no clue.
It's so sad because my very brave German Shepherd does not like thunderstorms. And I've never really had, I guess I, you know, he's the first, I'm trying to think, he's the first dog I've ever had that, like, that was a thing. Like he seriously, he's like, no, this is not, this
Isn't
is not
funny
good.
How some dogs are like, whatever. They don't even wake up, but other dogs are like, holy cow.
Every dog I've ever had, I swear, I can't think of any that were just like trembling, you know, mm-hmm. like, and he trembled. Like if I get up and walk, okay, so 1:30 in the morning and, you know, stuff's going down. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. And I had to shut the windows because it was windy as heck. And I wanted to leave the windows open because it was nice out. It's like, why can't we just have a good rainstorm with no wind, please? But anyway, and so I'm walking around shutting windows and he is like right between, he gets right between my legs, like a pony.
That's legit, a pony.
And legit, he is legit. Because that's kind of like, and I don't know if it's like, nature, you know, that's just, he's always done that. Like that's where he stands. If I'm standing somewhere, he'll either stand right to my left or he stands right between my legs or he sits.
So do you know, is it maybe a German Shepherd thing? Cause if like heightened, even like more sensitive ears.
I don't know that I'm right about this, but have you ever seen like when they show, German Shepherds or any of the Malinois when they're training them for police officers and they have them, they do that legs and they come up between their legs mm-hmm. and they stand right in front of them or mm-hmm. they crouch down. Right. It's like the perfect place to be, to have you right behind them, kind of like protecting you, but also it's protective for them mm-hmm. because they're right next to you. I never taught him to do that. Now, jokingly, I always called it London Bridge, but I never said, here, let's do London Bridge. It was just kind of like, oh my God, here we go. Jack's, you know, whatever. Jack's doing his thing because he'd always do it first. But he won't do it on command. Like it's not like I can say legs and he comes over and stands there bright and tough and gets between my legs and fights off the bad guy. That's just where he goes when things are stressful mm-hmm. or things are stressful in the house or he hears something he doesn't like, or I hear something, I go to the door, he'll immediately come up and he'll want to get.
It's crazy that it's just like right in his DNA to do that.
I don't know why.
That's
I don't know
wild.
Why. And so I'm walking around the house.
Never had a Shih Tzu do that. I'm just telling
you. No, they are not. They're in your arms.
Yeah. Or Pomeranians don't London Bridge very much.
No. It's pick me up. Pick me up now. Put me in my bag and carry me around. It's funny, but it's also, it's like, dude, I can't move when you do that.
You think you're helping me, but I can't run if I need to now.
I can't. Like, I literally have to dismount. Like, I have to, like, I'm getting off a pony. I have to swing my leg over and like, I know, he's Beth, not going to let me.
Beth was
go.
Working late in Lincoln last night. So the kids came over for just a little bit before she got home. And as soon as you could hear distant thunder and Bennett was like, I'm out. Like he's just like that. He's scared. He still doesn't like storms. So as soon as there's anything kind of maybe touching Sarpy or Douglas County from the west, he's like, I gotta go. I'm out of here. So he gone to his apartment to hunker down.
Yeah. You just want to. And I mean, it was loud. That is true. The hail was loud. That is true. The winds were hard. They really were blowing. I think somewhere they said 50, 60 miles an hour, mm-hmm. maybe better in some places. I don't know, but And then the Bennington Lakes area got hit again, which just sucks. You know, they can't even have started to.
Right. I mean, at this point, it's like, what are you going to do? Like, okay, fine.
Great. We'll just wait another four or five days to dry out, you know, but anywho, so I'm tired. So
the moral of the story, you're tired.
I'm really tired, but I wanted to thank Centris Federal Credit Union for being with us again and heading into the summertime and getting ready for maybe, I don't know, maybe you got a trip planned. Maybe you got a little summer adventure you're wanting to take on with the whole family. Centris can help you out with that. Or maybe you know what? Instead, we're going to take a car trip. Well, you need a good car. Okay. They were voted best of Omaha for auto financing. That comes in pretty handy in times like these. So get on their website, check out what they've got. They've got a lot of really good user content, user-friendly content that's on there. And of course, you can always stop by and talk to them too. Federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org, or you can just call them 402-334-7000.
All right. So there were a couple of things. The Diddy stuff. I watched the special. There's a TMZ special on Diddy. It's about an hour and a half long. If you get a chance to.
Ever since the raid, like
it includes the information on the raid. It includes the Cassie stuff, who I mixed up Cassie with Kim, and I apologize. Kim was the one who died. Kim Porter, that's the mother of three of his children. Cassie's the one she was like 19 when he first met her. I've kind of parsed this out a little bit because I'm like, wait a minute. How did I? Oh, I see. Because Kim was the one, there was a lot of people that felt really bad for her. She was really treated poorly by him for years. And there's a lot there. And then Cassie is the one, she was very, well, she's 37 now, but she's known him since she was 19. Like there's been
a lot of history.
It's crazy. And so anyway, she's the one that filed a lawsuit and he like settled it immediately. But it's the lawsuit that kind of broke open the doors for the rest of for these investigations. And watching this, you see some of his friends are still protecting him. Just a handful. And they sound utterly ridiculous when they're saying.
It's too bad that really when somebody comes forward with a lawsuit with evidence or claims that of illegal activity, and if they're able to get paid and it be kept quiet, that's, to me, that seems like it shouldn't be allowed.
It's sad. I think that for some people, I guess different people have different motivations. Like some people bring lawsuits just to get a settlement because they know it's easier for the other party just to give you money and cheaper to give you money than to fight it. In this case, we've seen the video. We've seen what he did to her, you know, and it's, I wonder if there isn't a part of her that just he offered to settle and maybe she didn't want to go through the trial.
She just wanted to go away.
And that's sad because he needs to go away.
Yeah. He for sure does.
As you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was surprised by it. Cause I'm like, wait a minute. That just was like a year ago. I mean, that was that long ago. Not even 2019.
It seems like, wasn't it 2019? I mean, it seems like a year ago, but I think it was 2019.
I think, let me look here real quick. Cause I was just like, I was blown away by a lot of this stuff. Let's see. There's Cassie. And she's remarried. If I were her new husband, I would be scared shitless.
Did you see, I saw a statement from him and it was like Monday yesterday or Sunday or something. And his quote was just that, men that hit or abuse women aren't men, and the people and the men that protect them aren't men, or something along those lines. And, you know, obviously very supportive and just standing right out there and like, hey, you know, it's crazy. It's terrible what you did.
I'm good on him, but dude, I mean, he's disappeared people before, you know, it's like, okay, so here it is. So Cassie Ventura. Look here. She got married in 2019 to Alex Fine. That's her new husband. And they have two daughters. Okay, great. She was in a long-term relationship with Diddy from 2007 to 2018. On November 16, 2023, she filed a lawsuit against Combs.
Gotcha.
Alleging that he subjected her to a decade-long cycle of abuse, violence, and trafficking. And that was filed in the Federal District Court in Manhattan under the Adult Survivors Act. a New York law which allows people who say they were victims of sexual abuse to file lawsuits after the statute of limitations expired. That was that same law, the E. Jean Carroll thing we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. So, wait. But L.A. can't go after him. That's what it was. That's who said he couldn't go after him. So she claimed the abuse began when their relationship basically started. And his attorney denied everything. Then one day after filing the lawsuit, they announced they'd reached an agreement. Terms were not disclosed. But in May of 24, this month, CNN obtained and published the video of Combs grabbing her, punching her, and throwing her to the ground, kicking her, stomping her in the hotel hallway from 2016.
Well, and that was security camera footage, right? So it could have been, they could have obtained that from the hotel itself or from some private investigators. Yeah.
That was the video that Diddy had paid to have suppressed. And I'm sure it'd be a shame if something happened to your family if that video got out, kind of thing. And that's why it didn't come out when it happened. And then CNN, however they got it, there must have been something with that. But I think the lawsuit's what prompted the raids.
Yeah.
And you don't get Homeland Security involved on a typical raid either. So that, they said, goes to the sex trafficking probably. That there's way bigger fish to fry. But how do I want to say it? TMZ has always been my go-to, but to a degree, they've kind of disappointed a few times in the last few years because they've been in the rush to be first, where they always claimed they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some important stuff wrong, or they missed the boat, or they came to a conclusion that was totally off base because they had their own agenda. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
So anyway, but the special was good. So, and it does explain a lot and also kind of lays out a better timeline than I can.
Okay. Oh, come on. Give yourself some credit. Yeah. I that's what I kind of need is a timeline on all this stuff. Cause now that it's all coming, I want to know like who, what, when, why, and where.
Yeah, exactly. Because you hear so many different allegations. It's like, wait a minute. I can't keep him all straight. Cause he's bad. And there's so many people that have come forward now that are saying they knew it at the time, but they were afraid of him. They were just afraid of him. He had too much power. And it goes into the whole thing about him and 50 Cent and how that came down, you know, how that got going. And that's been for years, a big old beef for years and some other players too, that were in there. So it was Suge Knight, some other, and how it even goes back to Tupac. It goes back that far.
And probably even farther than that. We just don't know.
Early 1990s, early 90s. There were accusations that have been filed from way back. So anyway, that happened. Okay. And then the other thing that I haven't had a chance to hear the whole episode, but Rogan episode with Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard was on the TV show Empire. Probably most people would recognize him as the patriarch of the family.
Yeah, I love him.
Fascinating dude. I've looked him up before because he says some wild shit. Chemical engineering is what he studied. And some other stuff. But anyway, he's crazy smart or crazy. I don't know. But he is on Rogan and they get to talking. And there's some great clips online if you get a chance. The comments are awesome because there's some really super smart people that are replying to this. And some of them think he's absolute nut job. And others say, absolutely, he's 100% correct. And he's talking about, we've talked about this before. He's talking about the periodic table. And I know this sounds like ridiculous. It's like, oh my God, really? Okay, that sounds like a snooze. but he's talking about...
I mean, at first blush, not going to lie. It kind of sounds like a
snooze. Wait, what? What did you just say? Yeah, I know, right? I don't think I've said those two words together in 20 years.
I've said those two words independently. Periodically, I whatever, blah, 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 and then sit at the table.
I go to the table. But he gets to talking about something that's so crazy, but when you break it down, it makes perfect sense. He's talking about the periodic table. Every one of the elements on the periodic table has color and sound. Color and sound. Well, we've talked about, you know, everything has frequency, and we know that frequency affects healing. Sound. Let's get Rihanna Mays on here and talk about this, right? Mm-hmm. But we also know everything has a frequency. Everything moves. And we've seen those videos where they have a table with sand on it and then they put a speaker on it and they play a frequency loud and the sand vibrates into a pattern. And every frequency is a different pattern, and they're legit artsy patterns, which is crazy.
Yeah, it is really incredible. If you guys haven't seen that, I'm sure you can find a video on YouTube. It's pretty awesome.
Amazing. And then I cannot remember her name. She was on our show. She was at Fashion Week. She was at, remember all that stuff. She's played the violin and she played music had sound to her. Music
did, did her name start with a Y?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I can't remember, but it all goes with that because she was like, she saw music as mm-hmm. colors.
Which I've heard that from other people too.
Yes,
other people
there's a name for that. So it all makes sense then when you put it all together. And if you get a chance, it's like a 3-minute video. It's fast. I want to watch the whole thing now, but it is fascinating. So that's what I did before the storm.
It's a Rogan episode, so you might as well need to set aside like 3.5 hours probably.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. the problem.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Unfortunately.
But that 3 minutes was just the perfect bite for me. Mm-hmm. But
but it is. It's interesting.
So that's all I got is the periodic table and Diddy.
And you've been up since 1 o'clock. So it's time for a little mid-afternoon over lunch nap in your car.
I'm going to go for a brunch nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of thing. Maybe. Okay. Nap. So anyway, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thing.
Okay.
OmahaBloodyMaryFest.com.
Oh, that's
Omaha
right.
BloodyMaryFest.com. Week and a half-ish. June 2nd. Don't miss it.
Do you have a link we could put in the description or something?
OmahaBloodyMaryFest.com.
Okay, that'll work. I'll put that in
there. Okay.
I'll put that in there. Okay. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast and share with your friends. Have a great day. Stay dry.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.